What's going on, everybody? How are you? Welcome back. I feel like a little dark. Am I a little dark? Anyhow, welcome back to another episode here. So we're going right in. And one of the things that we'll talk about here is the new Integra.
Integra Type S.
Yeah.
2024?
Yeah. So, you know, look, I think, you know, when that Integra came out, mm-hmm. the first one.
Yep.
I think we all immediately forgot that there was a bunch of LS Integras with nothing going on there.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And
everyone only thinks of the GSR.
Or the Type R.
Right, or you Type know, like, R, yeah.
Right, which were like a percentage of the cars. Mm-hmm. And I think what's interesting is that, so now they've released, we've started to see some of the hints on the Type S to the point where we could start to make mm-hmm. deductions about what's on the car and what's not, right?
Right.
So you know what I just thought about? We really should, because we're live, we're doing this one live. So for those of you listening on iTunes or all that good stuff, let me see if there's if the comments are up. But anyhow, so bottom line is, So bottom line is, what ends up happening is, we started to see different pieces of this car. First off, the first thing I heard was Rich is getting one.
Yeah. So, well, listen, if I can figure out finances to a point where I can make that happen, I will be indeed in an Integra Type S.
But don't you think that, like, if the Type R had $1 million markup, that there's a high probability? Boy, we're really zoomed in on my face. I mean, I just feel like that's aggressive for everybody.
It's okay.
I'm so cool with listen. It. So what I'm saying is, don't you think if they Type R'd the MSRP all the way they Type R'd the MSRP all the way up to like what, like 63,000, 65,000? We were seeing that the Type S clearly is going to do the same thing.
I mean, yeah, probably.
What do you think this car is going to come out as far as price wise?
Probably 50.
Yeah, I mean, it can't go. It can't go to me.
It can't go more than 40, whatever the MSRP of the Civic is. So,
but it can't go up too much higher because right. now you get to a TLX, Type S.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, and granted, I think I'd rather have this car, but still, you can't mm-hmm. climb really above that, right?
Yeah. So I'm thinking it's gonna be maybe $3,000 more expensive than a Type R.
So like 48,000, 49,000.
Hopefully, yeah, under 50K.
They'll try to 49,995 it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's going to be right around there. So here's some of the things that we know from the teaser pictures. And I don't know, there was a really good YouTuber that put on a video. Oh, this, well, here's the pictures. So let's can we stay on these pictures, Max? And then we'll go to the next one. So the first thing we see right off the bat is, hey, look,
giant,
mom.
Giant fender flares.
They put on a slight wide body. They got a, mm-hmm. they got some overage here going on, right?
Yep.
That's dope. Next thing is we see right there in the copy, 320 horsepower. So they took the exact Type R power plant and they tweaked it by 5 horsepower probably in the tune,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe they just turned the boost up by like a pound.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they got you 5 more extra horsepower. So that's really cool. Can you go to the next picture, Max? Do they have the other picture up? I've seen pictures of the rear too. Go to all right, stop right there. I don't know if you can zoom in. If you zoom in on that rear spoiler, even from this picture, mm-hmm. you can tell that spoiler is carbon fiber.
Right.
So we know it potentially has the option of at least adding a carbon fiber spoiler on.
Mm-hmm. If not, it's already standard equipped.
Well, that's what I think everybody's going to hope for.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to hope for, because I'll tell you what else I saw. Can we go to the front picture? So the other thing, I don't know if you can zoom in on that mirror.
Also carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber.
Yep.
So right off the bat, I'm thinking, okay, wait. There's at least some sort of carbon fiber package, but we hope that that's not the case. We hope that Honda doesn't do us dirty here. We hope that the Type S is an upsell from the Type R, and the way they're going to justify it is by putting some cool doodads on this car, right? But coming from the Integra base model,
mm-hmm.
you got a wide body. You're obviously going to have a better wheel stance. You still have all the performance of a Type R, and if you're never going to modify either car, you got 5 more horsepower.
Yep.
So they claim. The wide body, the carbon fiber parts, I'd imagine the interior is going to be more subdued and probably going to be more in the leather, a little bit more creature comfort-y thing.
Which is something that appeals to me, which is kind of why I want it.
Yeah, I get it.
You know?
I get it.
You're basically saying, hey, do you want a Type R with a better interior? And to me, that's sign me up.
So now the question is, where does this car place in the scheme of the other cars that are for sale? I'm not talking about within the Honda line. I'm talking about, like, which class do we put this thing in? Is this a competitor to a 3 Series? Is this too low? Is this lower than that?
I don't know where you put this, because is there any super high performance front wheel drive car right now?
I mean, the closest
thing in a luxury brand.
Closest thing I could think of on this car, and again, this is not the same, is possibly like an STI. I don't know.
Might be a stretch.
I also wonder, is this car going to be have any other cool suspension parts? Is it going to handle any differently comparatively to, let's say, a Type R?
I would say probably not. It's probably going to be heavier, you know?
Max, stay on these pictures because I love these pictures. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
So here is the camo pictures. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, you know, on Stitcher or one of those things. Oh, he's gonna blow his schnoz, so that's why. We're looking at camo pictures that are available, and I think Car and Driver put them up here. So we're looking at this car, and let's start to deduce. We're going to go through this thing, and we're going to see what else we can source. Now, we can't tell which parts are carbon fiber or not because
they're wrapped. Camouflaged.
Right? They're so fun when they do this stuff, aren't they? Let's see any comments. You're so close, I can see into their future. So B-Rye Myers... says, would you buy this over the TLX Type S? The Integra sits just 35 horsepower less than the TLX.
Yeah, I would.
See,
and I will.
Rich is that person that you want to ask that to. So that's a good question.
The TLX Type S is beautiful.
You like it?
It's a beautiful car, but it doesn't. I mean, this is going to be solely sold as a 6-speed.
317.
So it's going to be a 6-speed manual, and yeah, that's kind of all I need.
Yeah. I get it, but now this TLX Type S is a 10-speed automatic.
Yeah, and it's fast as hell. I mean, that thing's fast.
I think when you use the term fast as hell, you need to drive some more cars. But
probably.
I think it's quick.
Probably.
Yeah? I'll give you quick.
Probably.
Okay. I mean, I'm in. I think so, but so now I can imagine that your difference here is really going to be the creature comforts, the amount of options, and when we start to talk about the TLX Type S, I'm thinking that the difference here mainly is going to be the gearbox. I mean, obviously engine platform, but I mean like the gearbox here, right? 8-speed. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, yes, for me as a sport compact enthusiast, oh my God, look at the carbon fiber. Look at the carbon fiber.
Yep.
So good. Man, I think...
I wonder if they're going to have a carbon fiber rear diffuser.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
I doubt it. But if it does.
That'd be crazy.
You're starting to win me over.
That'd be really cool.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
But it won't be. It'll be that, you know, black plastic. Good looking car. The lines are good. My question would be, and the wheels are definitely wider than. Man, does it, for me, right here, I know it's just a shadow, but it looks like the front wheels are wider than the rear wheels.
Yeah, it looks like it too.
A little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just the angle, but, you know, we've seen that before. That's happened before.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I think the car looks super good. Yeah, I mean, I hope this car is everything, at least way more than what we got with the standard Integra.
Yeah, the crazy part about the standard Integra is that the top end of that trim level, it comes in at like shy of $40,000, like just shy. It's It's a lot of money for a underwhelming car.
Yeah, but you say that, but like, look at what else costs $40,000 nowadays. Like, well, $37,000 doesn't get you, like, doesn't, you know, is the old, you know, $29,000. You know what I mean?
I guess, but I mean, for in terms of MSRP or what they're actually selling for?
Well, I don't think that's fair, because everything's not selling for remotely what's fair as far as MSRP.
Well, MSRP, I'm talking the Integra was the MSRP of like that $37,000.
I know, but
that's a lot.
Yeah, but like, what else is going to sell for 30? I mean, remember that their Integra is in their Acura brand. It's not a Honda.
I know.
It's got to be more than a Civic. Well, and a Civic is $30,000.
Well, the SIs, yeah, you know, right around that. Low 30s, so it has to be higher than that.
So from a branding perspective, you got to have, the car has to be more money.
They should probably just stop making the same car under both branches. You know? Like, well, maybe, probably save them the headache.
I don't know. It's a tough thing.
You have the Integra or you have the SI. You have the Type R, you have the Type S.
Yeah, so I mean, you know? So B. Rye, is it Brian?
Brian.
Yeah. So Brian basically says, he goes, look, he goes, you know, is the price point of the car, you know, 50K range. Yeah, I think it's good. Listen, I think it's good to be in the 50K range. I don't know how it couldn't be. I'll tell you, in this video, I like the car. Is that the TLX?
That's the Integra.
Yeah. And this, look at that Y body. Pause that, Max. Like, the car has really good lines there. My question would be, are the body lines wider? Like, if the track width is wider on this car, or is it wider on the Type R, or is it exactly the same?
Probably different. If I had to take a guess, I would say different.
Because I want the car that's wider.
I bet you they don't share that many body panels.
Well, I don't think they share body panels, because this one has a clearly, like, a flare on it, whereas the Type R is all one piece of sheet metal.
Right.
You know? Really good. Really, really nice.
I think the hood's going to have, it looks like those heat extractors.
Heat extractors?
Yeah, like, I don't know. They don't call it like a hood scoop. It's like the little vent almost.
Oh, that would be dope, but I don't see it.
I've seen a different photo, not this one in particular.
So tough because, you know, these renderings start to float around and it looks so real.
Well, I was showing Max that there was this guy who made, the day that they did the camouflage release, a guy made renders of what the Type S should look like based on the camouflage renders.
Okay.
And they look incredible.
Wow. Is that's it? Yeah,
that's
obviously,
it. That's
right?
It. That's exactly.
Can you zoom in on that, Max?
Isn't that awesome?
Because I haven't seen it before, so.
Like, if this is what sold me. Like, if it looks like this, like, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'll take it.
Yes, just stay there for a second. I need to soak it in.
It's a good looking car. It's not gonna come that low, probably. But
no, and it looks like it's water in these pictures. Oh, John Seibel.
Yeah.
The master of everything digital. Mm-hmm. That's why it looks so freaking good.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Such a good guy. Such a car guy, too.
Yeah, so anyways, he made this.
Yeah, which means it's, I mean.
So you see the hood extractors,
but like,
on there?
I don't think that's on the car. I think added that.
No, he got that information from people doing the camouflage reviews.
I'll tell you.
The hood extractors are there.
I think the FL5 is a really good-looking car.
Sure is.
I think I favor the FL5 way more than the FK8.
Yes.
Personal opinion, right?
So do I.
But I got to tell you, I look at this car, and if you put this car next to the FL5, I want this one.
That's what I'm saying.
And this is the first time I felt that way.
That's what I'm saying.
When the Integra came out, I wrote it off. I'm like, I might as well just get a Civic. Like, no cares, did not care. This thing, if it really does have, you know, some of the, like I said, the open diffusers, the black plastic, mm-hmm. where, because I like the wide open side mouths that they have. I don't know that I feel it's like that in the camo, though.
No, I don't think it's going to be that big. Those are huge mouths.
Yeah. But if it is, that thing's got, I mean, this car looks a little wide. I mean, look. I think he took some liberties with some proportions to make it look better. I mean, you could see the grill's shorter. I mean, he made it look better, right? But like, good looking car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
But basically, at the end of the day, what I'm thinking is that is probably not going to be too far off.
Right. But he proportionally wise, it looks a little tougher and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a great looking car. Yeah. So the question is, do we get everything we want with that? And, you know, is it.
I do.
Yeah.
At least I would. And based on the information that we're getting and they're starting to leak, me personally, that would put it as like an ideal car for what I would kind of want.
Yeah.
That's like a, I don't know.
He says the camera livery is sick.
camera livery.
Would you like the Type without the wing and have the Type R, the Type S chin spoiler, carbon chin? I think he's saying, would you like the Type R without the wing and with the chin spoiler? So, you know, like the little, the lip spoiler, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I was going to say. I was funny. I was just looking at Jim's car.
Look how big those brakes are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty big. So, it's a 19-inch, too. So just keep that in mind. You know, we're used to seeing that 20-inch crap where the big
brake. I don't think you're getting 18s on that, right?
Good. Yeah, you might. That you looks got some, you got some room.
Tight fit.
I mean, it depends, but it's face forward for sure. 265s. 265s.
So
it's a sizable wheel.
Yeah. So
that's gonna be a 9.5-inch wide wheel.
Right.
I'd venture to say it's got to be at least. It's probably gonna be a 9, but maybe a 9.5. Anyhow, bottom line is, you know, I was looking at Jim's. Jim's got a new
Civic Touring.
Civic, right? Yeah. Sport. Right.
Sport.
Yeah. Sport. Yeah. So. One of the things I was saying to him is that I feel like the car is just missing something, even on the Type R. Saw one yesterday on the road, blue one.
An FL5?
Yeah. Saw one on the road. Jim was with me, so proof. And the one thing is, even with that the higher spoiler where they mounted it on the trunk,
yep.
I feel like the car is missing something across the back. And you know what? If they would have done like that same type of duckbill like carbon fiber sits right over the existing body line on the trunk, right at the edge. If they would have done that in addition to the spoiler that they have, the higher spoiler.
In addition.
See, if they would have come across that thing and then also came up with a piece that stuck right onto the quarter above the taillight as it blends over, I think that would have had a way more aggressive look.
Now, is it because you think the rear end of the car is a little short and stubby?
It just, you know what ends up getting me is that it just looks like you took a regular Civic and you put the spoiler on top. Whereas I think if they would have just put that like a carbon fiber little doodad, you know, kind of coming up off the edge of the trunk lid and kind of just a little piece that wraps up into the taillights as it proceeds onto the quarter, I think you would have had like a really higher end aggressive rear end.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of the people with my car has a little lip on the trunk, you know, little trunk spoiler.
Yeah.
Little tiny thing. You know, most people don't even notice it. You wouldn't even get that it's there. But a lot of people with my car are taking the previous generation STI wing.
Okay.
And putting it on the, you know, mounting it on. So you have that double look with the STI wing and then the little trunk spoiler.
Yeah.
And personally, I'm surprised on how, you know, not horrible it looks. You know,
right. So it's always a measure of how good something looks when you can say it doesn't look that bad.
It doesn't look that bad.
Right.
So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, fill up a little extra room on the FL5.
Yeah.
So
anyhow, what are your thoughts on the Integra? Throw them down below. Make sure that we get to hear them. I know.
Yeah, I almost want to talk bad about the Integra because the more of the people who look at it and don't want to buy it, better chances for me. So.
I think the Type R. I think they really redeemed themselves with the Type S. That's my gut feeling.
Yeah.
I still am not. I'm still completely out on the original Integra. The Integra that they came up with without the Type S.
You're not out on it?
I'm out on it.
Oh, I'm out on it too.
I mean, it was disappointing.
I went out of my way to watch the release of that. You know, when it first got released, I was so excited for it, and then I was like, wow, this is disappointing.
Yeah. Listen, it's an interesting thing. Did you see about the the new Challenger, they just came out, the last ever a gas Challenger.
Yes.
1,085 horsepower, 8-second quarter mile.
Mm-hmm. 8-second quarter mile. It's crazy.
I think it was like 8.9 seconds, 8.79 seconds, something like that.
It's fast.
I mean, yeah, out of the box. I mean, if you're going to go out with a bang, I mean, go out with a bang, right? Which is good. As long as they don't make one next year and say that really is the last one ever. Because that's what happened to Dodge.
Right, right.
I don't know if you've heard that lately. It was the
Durango
SRT. Look at this thing.
Wasn't it the Durango Hellcat?
Here's what's interesting about this. Do you know what makes me happier about this car than anything else? Do you know what tire comes on this car?
315.
No, not size.
Oh.
Model. Like what brand? Mickey Thompson.
Oh, cool.
Mickey Thompson worked with them in an OE capacity to be able to kick this car off 100% right, put the right tire on the car to make this car out of the box.
How far capable. Off was I with the 315?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I didn't look at the tire size.
Oh, I was just wondering.
So you could be spot on.
Just a guess.
But I do know it looks like a 315, but I mean, how can you tell? It looks like also like it's got a slick on it. Look at
I'm just talking look at the crap. Air pressure. I'm probably wrong.
This car is ridiculous. Now, I still think that they have some really antiquated suspension in this car. If you're only going to go in a straight line, I think you're in good shape. As soon as you want to turn it into something else, then not so much. But, out of the box. This is lightning.
Wait, so are you saying that's the top? That's the stock wheel and tire setup?
Yeah.
What they have on there?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a tire. I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure it's a tire. Now, wait. Max, did you... Can you get us the quarter mile an hour time? I think it's like 879 or 89. 89 out of the box. 151 miles an hour. That's in a quarter of a mile.
Yes. The Demon 170 is history's first.
That is lightning.
8-second fact.
It's an 8-second production car. I'm not sure... I guess it really is an first 8-second true production. Look, they flew
with 60-foot times in the 120s. Run 0 to 60.
Like, we didn't put the reverse gear in it so we can do that, so we decided just to grab it at the end of the starting line.
1.66 seconds.
Yes. I mean, Mickey Thompson, they went to the aftermarket.
NHRA certified.
1.6 second at 0 to 60. That's
a quarter mile.
Wait, what? That's insane.
Do you understand how fast that is?
No, I mean, yeah, I get it, but that's
Tesla lovers, eat your heart out.
Yeah.
1.9 second. Nope. 1.66 seconds. Do you know how fast that has
record,
to be?
NHRA certified. 8.9 seconds.
I mean, this is, it's incredible. That's awesome. That is like...
Yes.
Congratulations to them.
The Demon
now,
170
the other side
is history's first 8-second factory
side.
Muscle car.
They came out with that SRT.
Producing 1,025 horsepower and 945 pound-feet of torque.
Right, yeah, SRT Hellcat. They said flat out with this year or last year, this would be the last one. Like, you know, whatever. And so all these people bought in because they were only going to make like 1,000 of them. Mm-hmm. Sound right?
Yep.
They do this whole thing. And then all of a sudden, so now there's a class action lawsuit.
Because
they decided they're going to make another one. So all these people are now, suing Dodge over putting out.
Read the headline. It's just funny. Dodge Durango Hellcat owners sue over new Dodge Durango Hellcat.
Well, yeah, because they in 2021, right? They were told this is the last one ever, and they're going to do 1,000 of them or whatever it's going to be.
Get yours now.
Now in 2023, they're like, hey, guess what's back? Now, this is far different than a retirement thing that happens, you know, like when Tom Brady decides that, like, after 43 minutes of retirement, he wants to come back, right? This is far different than Michael Jordan, lacing up and playing baseball and then say, you know what?
Back to basketball.
Forget 23 and come back as 45. You know what I'm saying? This is different. But in the same respect, I guess if you were one of those ones who purchased this vehicle, not for the intention of just having the vehicle, but with the intention of, hey, you told me this was the last one. I was planning to hold this thing as a collector's piece and sell it. I can see how that might be dissatisfying. However, I also think that, you know, if you're buying a car, especially a new production car like this, for the sake of trying to keep a memento for, you know, I don't know, X amount of years. You know, I don't know. I mean, that you can't pick and choose which vehicles you think will appreciate value. I mean, I guess you it's like any other investment. You were given specs, but still.
Could they just call it something else on the 2023?
I'm sure Dodge can do a whole bunch of things.
And just be like, you guys are right. That was the last one. This is now.
Right. This is the Hellkitty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Durango Hellcat S.
Right. Here's the Hellcat.
Yeah.
Here's the Hellkitty.
Right.
Yeah. I could see that. So I don't know. It's one of those things. So let's see. Let's go. Max told us we have to go to the comments. We're going to the comments. Let's see. We got Brian. Let's see. How was your turn 14 visit? Are we expecting some content coming soon for that? Nope. No content. I went. I guess we could talk about that.
Little turn 14.
Turn 14. So listen, for those of you who know turn 14, clearly most of you should. But so turn 14 is an automotive distribution company. They sell primarily to performance-oriented aftermarket accessories, parts, etc. Mm-hmm. They are pretty large, I would say, in their segment. They have to be one of the largest, if not, you know, no, they have to be the largest. And when I say segment, it's not somebody that just focuses on, let's say, a niche. They have everything, for performance-oriented vehicles. So they were nice enough to invite us down.
Is this where you went?
Maybe no.
Damn, look at that.
No, because we were at their office. We went to their main office, and they were nice enough to invite us down, and we went down there to kind of give a wheel talk and kind of answer some questions and show them some new wheels and, you know, kind of tell them what's coming out and a whole bunch of different things. But we got to have a really great tour, and I will tell you that first off, I've never seen a company that has so many automotive enthusiasts in my life. I mean, they were so enthusiastic and so excited to... Oh, look, there's Jeff Stonebeck. They were so enthusiastic and so excited to kind of be in the building and do what they do. And the office is incredible. And their space feels great. Like, you just want to get in there and do great things. You know what I mean? A lot of light, a lot of variables, a lot of cool stuff, very open, and their culture, you can see they're really into talking and communicating with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to go down there, and we gave a presentation, and we got to answer all their questions, and we brought a whole bunch of bagels from New York. We figured that was... Yeah.
That's a nice gesture.
We brought a bunch of bagels and cream cheese and all that stuff from New York. So
show them what's up.
Yeah, right. Just, you know, show them that, like, hey, listen, there's something else on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah.
You know?
Show them how to do a proper schmear. You know?
I didn't schmear anybody at turn 14. I want you to... But we went down there. We had a great time. They showed us a tremendous amount of love, and we were able to really have some good quality time with them. We appreciated the opportunity very much. Their parking lot is awesome. They have like sections of like, here's where all the BMW M3s park, and here's where like is a sport compact row.
All employee cars?
Yeah.
Employee
like,
cars.
There was there was a GR Corolla there.
You think that's part of their hiring process? Like, hey, what car you drive?
No, you know, I don't think so. But I will tell you that I think that
Suzuki some of our video series. So we're here to take a tour of the corporate headquarters, show you their warehouses, get a better idea of what.
I will tell you that I think that if you are an enthusiast, working at one of those places is just, you know, one of the coolest things that you could do, to be around automotive like that. So I think that's cool. I'm trying to get back to these comments. Sorry, give me a second. It's gonna happen. All right, good. I think we have it. So turn 14 was awesome. They showed us a tremendous amount of love, and that meant a lot to us, because being able to go down there as a car enthusiast and then talk to literally almost every person that we came into contact with, and everybody was talking about cars, was like, you know, awesome. That does it. That's, you know, awesome. What I mean? So we had a great visit. They're awesome. Their office is fantastic. They had a beautiful Diablo.
Nice.
In the thing. I'll show you.
In the entrance. In the thing, yeah.
Right. The thing. I should probably specify on the thing.
In the entrance.
But I don't know. Let's see. If I can't. Here, I can get it.
They get the point. It's red.
It's red. That's their entrance. Really nice car. So we got to figure out. We're on the second floor in this building. We got to see if we can figure out how to hoist the car into the elevator.
We can figure it out.
Yeah. So I think we're going to do that.
What's your favorite Lambo?
Look, they had a little thing there. Said, right. Hey, welcome.
I don't know that.
Welcome. What?
What's your favorite Lambo?
My favorite Lambo?
Yeah, it's not that many.
I don't know. Like, I mean, you know me. Like, I don't always want the newest and shiny of the box. Like, I kind of want... Like, you know, I mean, everybody could be like, oh, I'll take one of those Evo, whatever. Like, I want, I'd probably want, like, a Gallardo that's twin turboed.
I figured you were going to say something.
Something
like that.
With that. Yeah. Something like at last weekend's S, you know, Texas speed event that went into the wall and wrapped around the track a few times.
Lamborghini
you
did?
See that? Oh, my God. It was throwing up range. I thought I was going to throw up when I saw it.
Wow.
Very, very disgusting because it, like, makes you want to vomit.
Damn.
Like, to watch that. And, you know, the worst part is when you tag a wall is that you don't just tag one. No. You hit one, and then your car immediately wants to spin to every other wall and bounce back and forth like a pinball. So that car has damage all over it.
Damn.
Yeah. Toast. So, you know, RIP to that person's car. That's really dissatisfying. You know, last thing I'll say before we kind of wrap up here a little bit. Did you happen to see that McNulty Sperling?
Couldn't tell you.
Max, see if you could Google that real quick and throw this car up. This car is, again, another one of these rocket ships. But it's like, I swear to God, their inspiration for this car had to be a fighter jet.
Okay.
This thing is ridiculous. All electric. All electric.
Okay.
Little tiny car. There it is.
Oh, my God.
That car. Pagani. That car does 8 seconds in the quarter mile. Wow. It was one of those things. Yeah, play the second video, Max. The second video. Yep, that dude. So this dude has driven F1 cars before, and he said it was the closest thing he has ever driven to an F1 car, and would even say that at some points he thought this car was better and faster than an F1 car.
It's crazy.
It has full electric, and it has – all right, so – I don't know. For those of you that don't know, and I won't spend too much time on this because it's like a little out of our wheelhouse, but for an F1 car and some of these cars that are really fast, to develop a amount of downforce that gives them that great handling, mm-hmm. they have to be going fast.
Right.
Downforce only works when you're having the air pressure pushed down on the car, right? Hence the downforce. Now, this car takes a different application to that. They're using huge fans under the car to basically funnel air through these vents mm-hmm. in the bumper and different parts of the car.
Is that a design that Lotus was doing too?
I don't know that. Right. But I will say that the way this works is when you set the fans to be able to be at full, the fans and the batteries, I think, are kind of connected in a way that when you turn them up all the way, you want full power, which gets you a little over 1,000 horsepower equivalent. These fans ramp up. So it's the first thing with the throttle that you can do is you can actually rev this car, and it's loud. Those fans are loud as anything.
Wow.
It feels like it sounds just like a jet engine.
Damn.
Like wild. So here's the specs on the car. If you turn the car down so that the battery power is essentially going to be at the level of like a GT4,
mm-hmm.
The battery will last for a 20-minute track session, which is what essentially you would get if you went out on a track. Most track sessions, mm-hmm. you would have about 20 minutes on, and then, you know, and then they say it can charge back to 80% in 15 mm-hmm. minutes.
Wow, that's crazy.
So while you're pitting, you know, 15 seconds, you plug this thing in, you probably need half of the sun to be able to do that. But, I mean, either way, that's not neither here nor there. And, I mean, look, that's a fighter jet.
You know what's funny? If you don't know what that is while it's coming in right there, you probably think that's a
kick car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you see the fin? So the spoiler thing is interesting, but there's a vertical fin on this car. I don't know if you could see it. The
right,
guy's
right
in the way.
Right in the center?
Do you see that? Yeah, you see the vertical fin? Looks like a Mohawk. So they say that that's there to actually keep the car on the ground if it was to enter a spin. Because what happens is that breaks up the air and I guess keeps the car, you know, grounded or whatever it is. But they say that this car, and this is the part that has me completely turned upside down.
Mm-hmm.
The fans and the way that they're sucking all that air through, they say the car has downforce instantly before it ever leaves the ground, which, and the amount of downforce that they said it creates, essentially, if you turn the car upside down and turn those fans on, theoretically should keep it sucked to the ceiling for the weight.
Wow, that's crazy.
That isn't that crazy?
Yes, that's crazy.
It creates instantaneous downforce. That means from mile per hour one to all the way to wherever it goes into the 200 and change, this vehicle has that downforce, which is why they say that this car around a racetrack when it's not going even remotely as fast as an F1 car,
right,
is a better car. I'm just saying, keep that for thought. I mean, we need some big fans. I will be taking my 350Z this weekend, and I'll be trying to put in the biggest fans I can find sucking down on the car. I'm sure I'll have no problem with it. So that's it. Anything else you want to squeeze in here?
No.
Squeeze in might not have been the choice of words, but we thank you for hanging out with us. For those of you who have come to chat with us, Brian, you got a special appreciation. I appreciate you very much. On top of that, don't forget we drop a piece of content this Friday. We dropped a piece of content last Friday. There's a theme here every Friday.
This Friday is Carnatomy Walk Around Reza Arsham.
Nice. Cool yeah. FK8.
Yeah. Civic Type R.
Civic Type R. Really cool car. Mm-hmm. Really good parts, too.
Yeah.
In person, that car was sharp at SEMA, wasn't it?
Yeah. Reza this week just won an award.
Did he?
For head charger or something like that, like the most overtakes in USTCC.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great driver, and I think that car is just, it had a really great balance of like really high-end parts and really good engineering. Like it had a lot of carbon fiber additions, but like not just bolt-on stuff, some stuff that was really molded into the car, and it looked really good.
Great engine bay on that car.
Yeah, it was awesome. Really, really very clean. So check that out this Friday. Again, on our YouTube channel, Koenig Wheels USA. Don't forget to subscribe. That's where all the giveaway stuff is happening. Don't forget that we go live every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern, just before this, on Instagram and YouTube.
And Facebook.
Facebook, right. We're working it out. So those three. And we answer all your questions. If you have any questions, make sure you join us there. That's pretty much it. Take care of yourself. Have a good week. We will catch you back here next Wednesday where we'll do this whole podcast thing all over again.